You're listening to Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm. We have a live link at thetrumpet.com. This is Trumpet Radio Live, the weekend edition. Dwight Falk, Abraham Blondeau with you here today. And we're going to do a special, a little bit of a special program today. We're this is the final weekend of the Philadelphia Youth Camp here on the campus of Herbert W. Armstrong College. And then starting up in just a week or so, they're having a summer camp over there at Edstone, our sister campus over there. That's, of course, where the Trumpet Daily Radio Show comes to you from with your host, Stephen Fleury. And so this is the final weekend, and there are a lot of exciting activities, the All-Star Games, sporting events, and some other activities. So it's just a fun final weekend. And earlier in the camp, we had some of the campers stop by, and they came to the radio station, and we interviewed a few of them and talked about some of their camp experiences. So what we're going to do for this program is we're going to play some of those interviews. We'll also play some music from the talent showcase that they put on at Armstrong Auditorium as well. We've been playing a few of those pieces. And so we're going to kind of have a PYC weekend blowout bonanza special. And of course, Abraham, you've been involved in that camp over the years, and always a positive and exciting experience.
Yeah, it is. I've helped out the camp as a worker, as a counselor, and in different capacities. And it is just really encouraging seeing young people come in and really spend their time wisely, learning how to play sports, interact with one another, have fun, but also learn how to live properly and also just how to really plan for the future.
Yeah, one of the best ways to learn is by example and by doing it. And so over this three-week period, they get a chance to do a lot of wonderful activities here at the Philadelphia Youth Camp, play sports. They got to go on a little bit of a mini camp out within the camp. They went over towards Tulsa, Oklahoma, to do some water skiing and some other activities over there. And then, of course, there are Bible classes. There are Christian living classes. They have an etiquette dinner where they learn how to sit down and have a fine meal with multiple utensils, more than one fork. Yeah. You have to learn how to use those. Just some good cultural experiences, a wide variety of things. Really something for everybody. And I think everybody that comes to the camp has a few things that they already do and are pretty excited about, but then they get new opportunities to try something maybe they haven't before.
Yeah, I think a lot of young people don't have the opportunity to experience these things so young, learning like how to, they have speech classes, learning how to speak in front of people, higher cultural experiences, learning how to dance properly, formally dance, and all these different things that kind of round out the character and expose young people to a broader culture than what's immediately available. It really does really broaden their horizons, so as they get older, they can expand their own interests and really round out the whole man.
And there's quite a few that come from various parts of the world. It's not all local Oklahomans. There are a few of those, but then people come from other states, other countries. And so that's exciting as well. They get to meet people their age from other parts of the world, different cultures, get to know more about them, make some hopefully some lifetime friendships, and experience a really wonderful three-week camp. So we're going to play some of those clips from the interviews with the different dorms that came through talk to us here at the radio station, and put some music in there again from the entertainment showcase, the talent showcase that was put on at Armstrong Auditorium as well. So we hope you enjoy this exciting special edition of PYC, Philadelphia Youth Camp, here on Trumpet Radio Live.
You're listening to KPCG.FM.
Can somebody tell me what dorm numbers we have here today?
1B.
And your sister dorm is here too?
Yes, sir.
1B and 1G? Okay.
Yes, sir.
So what is your guys' dorm name, and how'd you come up with that?
We're Titus's Treasured Theologians, and I just thought about Mr. Turgeon likes the alliteration, so I just tried to come up with something. And then, of course, the camp theme is measured and treasured, so I tried to incorporate that.
Right, yeah. A lot of the dorms have been doing that, and it's been some great names. What do the ladies have as far as name?
We are Naomi's Virtuous Daughters, and we came up with that because a lot of the past sermons and messages have been about Ruth and Naomi, and then we're just her virtuous daughters, so.
You sang the other night, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I put you on the radio today. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, we played your song.
Oh.
You're out there. You're the number one. You're the first one.
Oh, well, thank you.
So we'll see if it takes off to the top of the charts. A couple days have gone by. Any interesting experiences or favorite activities or anything you'd like to comment on? We got one over here.
I really love doing the archery here.
Favorite activity so far is probably water polo, simply because it's in the pool and it's nice and cool.
Yeah.
Especially because it's really hot in Oklahoma.
For the past 2 days, our dorm has been on the camping excursion.
Oh, yeah.
And the first day we were able to get out on a boat on the lake and we went water tubing. The tubing was a ton of fun. It was like, personally, it was the first time I've ever been on a boat before. So it was a really cool experience.
Yeah. We were asking some of the dorms about that. And it's interesting because it's like a little mini camp inside of a camp. And so did you feel like that was something that kind of helped unify you with your dorm more because you got to step away and just kind of be together more?
I think it really was more of like a unifying time for both like our dorm and then also we were with 2D and I think it helped all of us girls just get to know each other a bit better.
One of the dorms before they have a lot of people that talk in their sleep, apparently. And so they have kind of an ongoing thing at night where, is this happening here? Based upon the laughter, I think it is.
I do sleep talk, apparently.
What does she talk about?
Apparently, I just yell.
You just yell. Well, there was a fella in one of the other dorms who apparently he also yells, and he's yelling about people in his dorm. So you guys have something in common, I guess.
Yeah.
We had some sleepwalkers, too, I guess, so... It's always interesting what you learn about yourself and others.
Apparently, I actually woke up our assistant counselor by like sitting straight up in bed, and I don't know if I actually made noise or not, but apparently it was a very violent motion.
Yeah.
And then I flopped back down, and then apparently like an hour later, I did it again. I personally have no recollection of this whatsoever and do not know if it is true.
You for the rest of your life, you'll have to make sure you never sleep with like a low ceiling above you. You'll knock yourself unconscious repeatedly. You'll have so many concussions, but you won't remember any of it.
That's true.
Why do I always have these headaches when I wake up? You guys had a dance Saturday night. Was that a first experience for anybody? First time? Yeah. What'd you think about that?
I learned how to not step on the girl's feet to trip her up. And, like, when she falls, how to catch her right and get her back up.
That's important.
So you both look good.
Yeah.
I was dancing with the girl this past dance, and we tried to do the lawnmower, and I dropped her.
Oh, wow. I'm not familiar with that. What, describe the lawnmower.
Well, you go into the death drop, uh-huh. and then you come up just a little bit, and you let go of one arm and twist her around, and then you got to catch her other hand, and I missed her other hand and dropped her.
Oh, she was okay, though.
She was fine.
She forgave
you. She got up
you.
Wanting to do it again.
Yeah, well, that's the spirit. Yeah. Yeah, you ladies really have to trust these guys. Your life is in their hands. No one's had any problems as far as little injuries here and there.
So I got burned on the forehead, and it's still there. And when we went tubing, I got elbowed in the face, and then I started bleeding.
So
what happened is I was doing her hair, and like I looked away for a second, and I burned her. Then during tubing, my elbow flew up in her face, and I gave her a bloody nose. It was all by accident, though. All by accident.
So you guys, are you guys pretty good friends? I noticed you're standing on opposite sides of the room.
Actually, the first night, she whacked me in the face in her sleep.
So, yeah, okay. So, yeah, you're keeping score. You're up 2-1, apparently.
You're listening to 101.3 KPCG.
Thank you. So, first of all, maybe just ask one of the fellows over here, what dorm number do we have here today?
2B.
2B, and then this is your sister dorm too, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 2B and 2G. What is your dorm name?
Solomon Spiritual Soldiers.
Ladies, anybody, what's the what dorm name do you have, and any reason for that?
Shiloh's Shimmering Sapphires.
That sounds good. And I guess all the dorms are kind of going with the theme, right? That's where you based a lot of the names on.
I think so,
The Measured and Treasured, yeah. Well, good. You've been in camp a couple of days now, so anyone have any interesting experiences, stories you'd like to share?
This was my first camp, and I came on the first day, kind of knew what to expect, and once we started doing activities, it was very tiring, lots of hard work, but after just a couple of days, you got used to it, and then you're keeping up with each other. You just got to keep a positive attitude about it.
Are you used to the heat?
Yes, I am. I live in North Carolina, and North Carolina in the spring and summer is very hot and humid.
Yeah, and it hasn't been too bad here yet. Mid-90s isn't too bad, actually. So, anyone else? Favorite activity or a interesting story or anything?
Some of the activities are really hard, but I'd have to say my personal favorite is probably volleyball because it's just really fun to do.
Yeah. Can you spike a volleyball?
No, not really.
But you're working on it.
Yes, sir, I am.
Well, good. It's a good feeling if you can knock it over the net. Yes, over here.
Well, this is my third year at camp and find myself just even more enthusiastic to just participate. I figure I'm having probably more of a better time here than my previous years.
Have you guys been to the camp out?
It was really great. We had where we went tubing and also wakeboarding and such, which is not as easy as it looks, surprisingly.
So did you find that going out to that camp out was kind of a unifying situation where you had to get away from the bigger camp and just kind of be with a smaller group?
I personally think that it was a good experience just because we were all really crammed into one big tent. We were all on our sleeping bags. It was hot, and we did have fans, but where some of us were, it didn't really help. So we had to open up all the windows, and then we had to all kind of not get mad at each other just because it was hot. We were all crammed together, and there wasn't much room to move around.
Yeah. Did you see any deadly animals?
No, we saw a lot of dead animals on the side of the road on the way there and
dead,
back,
but deadly.
No deadly ones.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. Were there mosquitoes?
Yes, sir, and there were a lot of cows.
They didn't get into the tent, though.
No, sir.
Okay.
So we went tubing, and I was holding on, but I wasn't holding on properly. And, like, I got knocked off probably, like, the first 15 seconds I was on.
Yeah.
And, like, you, like, tumble into the water. So it's, like, kind of, like, weird because then you're, like, under. And then your lifeless just brings you up like a little balloon.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
Were you smart enough to let go once you fell off?
Yes.
Okay. Because sometimes people aren't. And they fall in and they just get dragged for quite some time. Did anybody do that? Did I just embarrass? Okay. A couple of you. Let go. It's over. Let go of that rope. You're just going to get dragged and dragged. But you get hydrated that way because you drink a lot of the lake, so make sure that you get plenty of hydration.
You're listening to KCCG.FM.
Thank you. Have with us, what are the dorm, what number are you guys?
3B.
And your sister dorm is here too, so it's
And 3G.
3B and 3G. Great.
We're Esther's Elegant Emeralds because, well, we're green and elegant and kind of.
You're
and we like emeralds, so.
You're green in the sense that you're wearing green shirts.
Yes.
For the listening audience, you're not motion sick.
We're treasures.
There you go. Woo. Green shirts. Okay. You guys have a name, and
it's Malachi's Mighty Male. That's not correct.
Mr. Bush.
Malachi's Mighty Measured Men.
There you go. Oh. All M's. M and M and M and M. What has been some of your favorite activities so far? Anybody have anything?
I enjoyed the dance.
Yeah.
And the soccer.
Yeah, those are fan favorites. Those have been mentioned by a lot of people.
I enjoyed softball and soccer.
I may be weird, but my favorite camp activity is speech class.
Oh, speech is pretty cool.
I like basketball and soccer.
I like breakfast and lunch.
You're not a fan of dinner?
I am, but it's not as important to me.
Oh, he has his priorities lined up here.
My favorites were archery and cycling.
Yeah, archery. That's not too far from the studios here, so whenever we come into work, we're always looking out for stray arrows. I'm kidding, just so everybody knows that would be nearly impossible, but...
I enjoyed water polo.
Oh, yeah. You said it like it was a question.
I don't like mics, so.
You don't like mics?
No, sir.
I hope there's no guy named Mike in your brother dorm.
No,
like Michaels, just not mics. No comment. Okay.
Campus improvement.
Oh, yeah. So you guys have gone around and like, helped with weeding and cleaning up and stuff like that?
Yes, we pruned some trees and cleaned up the general forest area.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, there's a lot of land that they have to work at quite a bit to keep it up. So that's good when you can help out with that. Any humorous stories?
Well, we were in our first speech class, which is a lecture from Mr. Malone, and he asked if there was anything he wanted feedback from us, like, what do you think of when I write the word apple on the board? And before he'd finished asking, Sela yelled out pie, really loud.
Apple pie
everyone
is
heard her.
Fan favorite, yeah.
Earlier this camp, Rebecca had stabbed herself in the face with a fork.
It was the first day of camp. We were eating dinner, and I was, like, really excited, and I missed my mouth completely and just stabbed myself in the face with it. So I'm clumsy.
You're okay, though.
I tripped over Elena's feet and ran into the wall, too, so, yeah.
Well, be careful going down the stairs when you leave. Make sure, does anyone have a fork? Keep the forks away from... And butter knives.
We also have a sleep talker in our dorm. Noah over here, he likes to talk about food in his sleep.
Now, did you know you talk in your sleep or no?
I did, yeah.
Okay. You're listening to 101.3 KPCG.
We have 4B and 4G here.
Here with your sister dorm.
Dorm. Yeah.
Okay, and what is your dorm name?
It's called Nehemiah's Sword-Wielding Architects.
Wow.
Well, we were just kind of wondering, what are we going to name our dorm? And so it just kind of came to the idea, well, we, you know, thought, well, measuring with the architects and, you know, just kind of sword wielding as well, just kind of fitting in with Nehemiah and everything.
How about the ladies? What's the dorm name?
Shira's Measuring Maidens. Oh, well, we came up with a couple of names. One was Priscilla's Precious Jewels to stick with the measured and treasured theme of camp. But then the other one was Shira's Measuring Maidens. So we had the two in case Mr. Turgeon didn't like one of them. And in the end, Mr. Turgeon liked Shira, so we took Shira's Measuring Maidens.
Since we've had a couple of days of camp, anybody have any interesting story they'd like to share of something that's happened?
Well, apparently I talk in my sleep. And so when I've been talking in my sleep, apparently I've been trying to fight people.
Like people in your dorm?
No, I don't know. Like my counselor, Mr. Clark, was telling me, he'd say like, you'd scream out like, you what, mate? Come at me. Like all of this like weird stuff. Like I'm trying to fight. Like, yeah, it's weird. But
Have you ever heard that before? Has anyone ever told you like, hey, you talk in your sleep, or is this news to you?
Sometimes it's like, my sisters said it like a few times. I don't know how they heard it, but like, yeah, it's an occasional thing. I don't want anything.
You know, we need to, maybe your counselor could put a recording device over there so we could hear what you say at night.
Yeah.
We'll play it back.
Yeah. I never know what I'm saying. I always hear it from someone else. Like no one ever records it. So yeah, that'd be a great idea.
Has anybody else in his dorm, have you guys heard him yelling things?
I've heard him grunt and just say random things while he's asleep. Like, I think he even said Seth one time, another camper here. It was pretty funny.
Well, at the moment when he was trying to start fights, I was laying on the floor next to him, so it's a little scary when he's right next to me and he's sleeping.
None of the girls have any problems like that. You guys, you do have problems like that.
Well, the girl I slept next to the first night camp, she rolled over and punched me twice in her sleep.
There you go. Did you know you did it? It was an accident, obviously.
I'm told that I roll around a lot, so yeah. it was probably an accident. I don't think I was angry at her that day.
You guys got to sleep with one eye open in your dorms. You don't know what's going to happen.
You're listening to Trumpet Radio 101.3.
Okay, so which dorms do we have here? We have a brother and sister dorm.
Oh, this is dorm 5B and 5G, sir.
Okay, great.
We are David's heroic servants, and we sort of use that because of the theme of camp this year being measured and treasured, and we wanted to tie our name in with David.
Yeah, really good. The other dorms mentioned that they went off the theme as well. Ladies, do you guys have a name?
We are TS True Treasures, and that's because, as he said, the camp name is measured and treasured, and we wanted to, yeah, do something like that.
Favorite activities, funny stories, anything of a note?
My favorite activity was volleyball.
Yes.
I think we all loved the camping trip because we all got to go out on the beach and just kind of relax a little bit.
Yeah, somebody else mentioned that too. You sound like you're from Australia.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what's your name?
Hannah.
Hi, Hannah. So are you used to this hot climate? Pretty hot back there.
Yeah, I was from Queensland, so nice and warm.
Yeah.
I like to do dance, and especially swing.
Yeah. That you guys had a dance on Saturday night?
Yes, sir.
It was fun? Yes, how late sir. Did it go?
Till 11.
Oh, okay. Pretty good. Did you get to sleep in on Sunday morning?
Kind of.
A little bit? Yeah. What's your normal bedtime?
At
10. Camp.
10.
Okay. I'm not trying to dig into your personal life here. Yeah, 10. Well, that's good.
My favorite activity is dance, and the only embarrassing thing that has ever happened to me is last year I actually hit a girl in her face on accident, and I dropped one this year.
Is the girl that you dropped, is she in this room?
No, sir.
Okay, good.
My favorite activity is probably basketball as well.
I like to say that my favorite sport here at camp is probably soccer or football, as the international people here call it.
Right.
I'm always playing. I prefer to play goalie simply because I always think like it's probably definitely the most challenging position that a person can play. It's a lot much of a mental game than it is like say a physical thing, because you're always putting your body and you have to play mind games with the opponent, and it's kind of insane how you have times where you want the ball to come at you, but at the same time you don't want the ball to come at you, because if you do, then you know that's a bad thing, and then you gotta react quick. But definitely, yeah, soccer's been a great challenge and great sport to play here.
What'd you think about Portugal winning the Euro Cup? That make you mad or happy?
I actually did not hear about that.
Oh, late breaking news!
Wow.
My favorite sport so far has been cycling and basketball as a secondary, but cycling because last year I didn't get to do it very much. It was because back at home I do BMX racing and I ride BMX bikes all around, so I was excited for cycling last year. But last year I managed to break two bikes.
No problems this year though so far with the bikes?
No, nothing. The bikes are so much more like repaired, improved, just like some of them are even brand new at this point, so I'm enjoying it so much more. And then I'm really starting to grow on basketball as well, because again, I didn't get to play it much last year because my knee was all messed up. But this year I brought everything and I've enjoying myself a lot.
It sounds like last year was a rough go for you.
It was,
but you've turned the corner.
Yeah, it was definitely.
Well, your cycling instructor, I know that he's a big enthusiast of that type of cycling as well. So have you guys talked about that at all? He likes to do some tricks.
No, actually, I haven't, because I don't know. We didn't have much time to really talk. It was just we got to the cycling place, we started going, and
yeah,
we just went along all the tricks.
Yeah, well, we see you guys come by the studio here.
Oh, yeah.
So we look out the window, and there you guys go. Nice. Don't drive over the new parking lot. You get your bike stuck in the asphalt. And we'll know it was you. We'll check your shoes if you're the one that does it.
You're listening to PYC on Trumpet Radio.
So the dorm we have here, go ahead and tell us what your dorm name is.
Well, we are 6B, and our dorm name is Boaz's Bold Brotherhood.
And what's the story behind that?
Well, it actually... the name originated with one of our fellow dorm mates, Brandon Zabo, so I think he might be able to give a little bit of the...
We originated with the name because of a recent message given by Mr. Gerald Fleury, and he recently mentioned Ruth and Boaz, so we decided that would be a good idea for our dorm name.
Yeah, that's a great name. Your sister dorm is here as well. Which one of you ladies would like to tell me your dorm name and give me some of that background?
Saros Crown Sapphires. Well, we were trying to tie it in with the theme Measured and Treasured, so we were thinking about some cool gems we could think of.
Yeah, that's right. The theme for this year's Philadelphia Youth Camp is Measured and Treasured. Favorite activity so far? Anybody have a activity they've enjoyed thoroughly?
I really enjoyed dance.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Dance. So you've had one class at least, and then you actually had a dance on Saturday night. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. I also had open sport as well.
Okay, so you're diehard. You go to the open sport for dancing.
I enjoy flag football.
Yeah, flag football is a lot of fun. It hasn't been too hot yet, I don't think. Do you guys think it's been too hot? Mid-90s, I mean, it's hot, but it's not 105, right? A little bit of cloud cover, a little bit of rain, so it hasn't been too bad. Anybody really struggling with the heat?
I struggle with the heat because I've lived most of my life in Michigan, where the hottest temperature you'd get is like 85 degrees.
Yeah, I'm from Wisconsin, so I know what you're talking about.
I enjoyed canoeing.
Canoeing. Now, that's a little different this year. You guys used to canoe just not too far from the studio here, but now you go on a campout, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you've already gone on the campout?
Yes, sir.
And how was that?
It was really fun. We got to flip the boat.
You got to flip it over?
Yeah.
Did it flip back the right way again?
No.
So it's just sunk to the bottom of the...
Well, we had to put it on the other boat.
Oh, I gotcha. Do all that practice stuff. Right. Who's tired? Everyone raises their hand except for a couple of brave souls. Yeah. How much sleep do you get per night?
We usually get around... the total time you have to sleep is about 8 hours, from like 10 o'clock at night to around 6 in the morning. But usually it ends up being around 6 or 7 hours because it takes a while to go to sleep.
Yeah, got to get your dorm mates to be quiet. Does that ever happen? Everyone's falling asleep and somebody makes a noise?
Usually it involves lots of wiggling and legs kicking in the air and rustling.
You're listening to PYC on KPCG.
Thank you.
Thank you.
listening to PYC on KPCG.